You'd take this turning plow, and you'd go down one side and turn a furrow out in that middle. And you come back the other side and turn another furrow out onto it. You do that on across the field. And left what you called a balk in between, a little strip of dirt about anywhere from 6 to 10 or 12 inches wide. It all depends on the width of your rows and the width that you left your balk. Then you come back with your two horses with the middle buster. Instead of going with your turning plow and making two more furrows, you bring your middle buster back and you go one time, which through this dirt both ways, half to one row and half to the other.
Do you ever hear the term chop cotton?
Yeah.
And what did that mean?
This is, it's a little different from scraping, although it serves the same purpose. Generally, when you heard somebody say we're going to chop cotton, there wasn't much grass in it. And you could go on through and thin it out without having to worry too much about scraping the grass and getting it out of it.
Scraping, when you're getting the weeds out.
You're getting the weeds out. It was both term more or less the same. Some would say we're going to chop cotton tomorrow, and some would say we're going to scrape cotton tomorrow. But the term chop was generally used when you didn't have too much weeds and grass in your cotton, rather than when you did have a lot of grass and weeds.
What about what you used to use to carry water in?
A bucket.
What was that made out of?
Mostly it was made out of tin or wood. We used to have a bucket made of wood, which we called a cedar bucket.
Is there any other name for bucket?
Pail.
Is that the same thing to you?
Well, it is now. Back at that time, mostly a bucket was what everybody used.
What about what they could use to carry food out to the hogs in?
That's a slop bucket.
Okay. And what you could use to fry eggs in?
That'd be a frying pan or a skillet.
What's the difference?
The same thing.
And something you could use to put flowers, cut flowers in?
A vase.
And say if you're setting the table for everyone to eat with, you'd give everybody
a fork, a spoon, and a knife.
Okay. And nowadays, say if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak.
It's tough.
For them to cut it with, you'd give them all steak.
Steak knives.
And say if the dishes were dirty, you say, I have to go.
Wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes, then
dry the dishes.
Or in clear water, she
rinse them.
And the cloth or rag that you use when you're washing them?
Dish rag.
What about when you're drying them?
It's still a dish rag.
Okay. And to bathe your face with, you have a
bath cloth, face cloth. Face cloth is generally what we called it back then.
What about to dry yourself off with?
A towel.
And say if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth to keep it from spilling out.
Use the funnel.
And where did people used to keep their milk and butter before they had refrigerators?
Ours was called a dairy.
What was the dairy?
It was a box that was built on this crosswalk between the house and the kitchen and dining area, with a screen on two sides of it.